Hello everyone, I'm Cole Sherman alongside with Cameron Bell as we will talk about her time as an FHN athlete. Are you ready?
Yes.
So Cameron, you're a senior and you currently are on the dive team. So when did you start diving?
I started my sophomore year of high school.
So have you always kind of dived like just with the school, or have you gone kind of do like club diving, as that's what you could call it, or?
When I was 12, I tried out diving after I quit gymnastics, to give me something to do, but it just wasn't my thing at the time, and I decided to do diving. I was a swimmer at first, but then, we weren't getting the points that we needed, in order to, like, win more meets, so, and I thought I was capable, so that's when I, like, joined, the high school team later.
So you've kind of done both. What do you have a preference? Do you like dive or swim, or do you have like a personal favorite?
I do like dive. I definitely think it's more my thing rather than swimming. Diving is completely different from swimming. Personally, I think diving is a lot easier because the swimming just takes a lot of like adrenaline and stuff like that, and diving is just something you need to get the right positioning and stuff like that.
So do you think a lot of other people could say agree with you, or do you think it's kind of something that people think that swimming's easier, or like what makes you think that diving's kind of easier than swim?
Whenever I swim, I feel completely awful. It like completely takes
endurance.
Yeah, it just completely takes the wind out of me, and diving is just, it's all in the muscle memory, and it's the only like hard thing about diving really is trying to complete the dive and not trying to smack into the water.
Yeah.
Because that definitely happens.
So, like you mentioned that, do you ever get nervous kind of before you dive? Or what are some things you kind of do like to calm yourself and knowing that like you're going to be doing all these flips and tricks? And what do you kind of do to like relax yourself before every dive?
I do get nervous sometimes, but as the season went by further, I am very familiar with the dives, so it's very consistent. To calm myself down, I count to myself a lot, so if I'm nervous and I don't know when to go to do a certain dive, I'll like go 1, 2, 3, go, and I'll go.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So what have you done in the off season to kind of, because you mentioned that you swim and dive before, what do you think you've done? You mentioned to me earlier that your score increased dramatically from last year during JECs. What have you done in the off season to improve that score this year?
I haven't really done anything like specifically for diving. I was gonna, actually I did do something. I did practice a few weeks before the swim season started to help practice, but I think I like kept my athletic like endurance.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because I play lacrosse, so I think that really kept me in shape and able to work out more and stuff like that.
So how do you think you can take dive and how do you prepare, how do you use diving season to help you with lacrosse?
Diving season, we do a lot of workouts, and it mainly in the ab and, ab area, and that definitely helps for lacrosse and
Nice. So you talked about how you increase your, score. Right now you currently stand like if right now you're in, being considered for state dive. Tell us, how much would that mean to you if you were to be in the top 16, I think it is, or whatever it is, if you were accepted to be a state competitor for dive? How much would that mean to you?
It would be pretty amazing because last year I was cut off from being considered into state by 2 positions, and I was just so close. So I'm like pretty excited because I think they're taking in the top 23 in the entire state, and there's 9 that are immediately put into it because they got the good score. And then the rest is being considered. And I am, so far I'm in the consideration, and, I think I will go on, officially go into state. I'm excited for it because I know my parents were also excited. I just want to, like, make them happy. And it's also, like, a personal goal I wanted to do, like, to really step up my game. And it's going to be a completely different experience. And it's just really the experience I want to have.
Nice. So last thing here, it's known that you're getting ready to go to college for lacrosse. You're going to Missouri Baptist. Outside of dive, what are some things you kind of looked in when you're picking a school, especially if you're going to be a college athlete? What were some of the things that MoBAP stood out for you and that kind of made you pick Missouri Baptist?
It was, one, very close by, close to home, so I could see my family a lot. The campus was absolutely beautiful. It was very well kept, and compared to, like, some other schools that I visited and stuff like that. And the people are they're wonderful. They're super sweet. And I immediately felt at home. And, I'm going to be staying on campus even when I'm like 25 minutes away from home.
Yeah.
Just to get that full college experience. And, it has everything I want.
All right. Nice. That's actually going to do it all. Thank you for your time, and good luck with the rest of your dive season and lacrosse as we get ready for spring season. Thank you for watching, and make sure you tune next week. Thank you.